This call is being recorded.
Okay, let's get going. So I want to just extend a huge warm welcome. And for those that are new, who don't know, my name is Mary, and I run the Super Beings with Jason. And I want to thank you guys for coming out tonight. We have a special guest who is a longtime member. Her name is Winnie Ocean, and she's an amazing being and has one of the most beautiful accents I've ever heard in my life. And she's a hypnotherapist, and she is going to teach us this very cool mastery exercise. So for this exercise, if you don't have this, take a moment to go get some pen and paper for taking notes. If you have like a notebook or a journal that you use, that would Can you guys hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, we lost you for a second, but you're back.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. And then there's also a visual aid that I'm hoping everybody got in their email. But if they did not, you can find this worksheet on the Super Beings homepage. It's There we go. Okay. So you can find this on the Super Beings homepage under the forum where it says the February 13 call worksheet. Okay. All right. So let's get started. Winnie, I'm going to hand over the reins to you now.
Thanks, Mary. Can you hear me?
I can.
Mary?
Oh, okay. I can hear you.
Okay. So that means that everyone else can hear me. I reached out to Mary to share this process because I had seen a post on the Super Beings about someone who was having difficulties making things happen for her, and she thought that by having a Merlin Power Stone, you know, everything was going to change to her expectation. And so that inspired me to reach out and teach this process that I've been doing for quite a while and that I started redoing again since last November. And I feel that it's been working for me quite well. And the other reason that I am sharing this is because I think people like us who live in the higher realm, we tend to stay there for a long time and we have difficulties embodying things, bringing things down to earth and sharing it with everyone else, which is the point of our existence. So, as Mary said, I am a hypnotherapist, and when I was going to my hypnotherapy training, I learned this system, and this system was developed by the founder of the school, and that also helped me get through my training as well. I have to say that I did not quite prepare for this presentation, but I have a great way to usher in into what I'm going to tell you. So early this morning, I had this dream where I was sitting. I was in a very expensive hotel, and I was sitting by the pool, and I was next to Leonardo DiCaprio, and we were both in a pool chair, and he was wearing an outfit, the same one that Michael Jackson wore in that video, Smooth Criminal. And I think I was wearing a similar outfit, but I wasn't quite sure. And I looked at him and I said to myself, what is it that is so different about us? We are breathing the same air, and he is Leonardo DiCaprio, and he's living in a different reality than me. What's going on here? What is it that's possible for him that is not possible for me? And then I just woke up, and 2 hours later, I was looking at my email, and this incredible book came to my attention. Someone who was sharing a link to this book, to a book, and then the book talked about if you are an expert in something, then you can start sharing your expertise with the world and receive an income for that. And it gave you a quiz that you can take, and it would define, and based on your personality type, it gave you a plan that you could follow. And based on your interests and everything, it was the perfect plan. And I'm like, whoa, this mentor bank, which is a process that I've been telling you about, the process that I've been talking about, I thought the mentor bank is working pretty well. And what the mentor bank definitely does is that it removes the resistance that you have toward living life in a status quo way. So we are unconscious mind, our subconscious mind basically is designed to protect us, to remain in homeostasis. And even though we say that we want to change, in reality, we really don't want to change, because to do so is highly uncomfortable. So the mental bank basically is designed to help us overcome overcome homeostasis. Homeostasis is literally the drive to stay the same. And it is the drive to stay the same. And a biology is designed to stay the same. You know, if our temperature rises, we have a fever. If it goes lower, if it goes below the healthy level, we feel bad. So biologically, homeostasis is great, but for our development, it is not great. We have to go beyond our comfort level in order for something to happen. Any questions so far?
A little bit louder, a little bit clearer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did everyone get this?
Hold on, let me unmute.
Okay.
Hold on just a second. I'm going to unmute Shirley. Shirley, did you hear that? Okay. Let's try Susan in Texas.
I heard
did
it.
Did you guys? Oh, you heard it? Okay, good. All right. Awesome. Continue, please.
Okay. So the mentor bank was designed basically by John Kappas. And John Kappas is the founder of the school where I went to. And it's called HMI. And right now I'm not remembering what HMI stands for. It will come to me. So the mentor bank was inspired by the Monopoly game. And the reason that this process is gamified, the reason that it's turned into a game, is because our subconscious mind is like a 5-year-old. But imagine our subconscious mind is like a 5-year-old that's like a Ferrari. or who has access to a Ferrari, that means that it has huge, magnificent resources. But at the same time, you don't want to give a key to a Ferrari to a 5-year-old. So what we need to do is that a subconscious mind and our conscious mind need to work together. They need to be in cooperation. When we think about the subconscious mind in the Freudian context, we think about the level of mind in us that records all of our neuroses, all of our bad memories. But that is not true at all. It is the part of our mind that has such great resources that if we learn to tap into it, we can begin to change our own reality, our own perception, our habits, and what else do you think that might be possible for you?
Yeah.
So I think the system is going to be great for us in the sense that when we include the alchemy as well, it's going to create a clearer communication line between the subconscious mind and the conscious mind, just as this morning I had this dream about how to structure or strategize my business plan. So we're going to get into the step-by-step process. So if you have a question, now it's the time to ask.
So we need to be looking at that PDF file of the mental bank ledger. Great.
So let me know when you guys are ready, and then I will start with the ledger. Should I go ahead and start, Mary?
Yeah, I think we're ready. Go ahead.
Okay, excellent. So the mental bank ledger basically function on the amount of it function on money, because money is the way our society used to measure our success, to measure our progress. But that's digitally all it means. It doesn't measure our worth, but it's the mental bank refers to the amount of money that we earn, because it's the only way that we can measure our own progress. So let's say that there is a goal that we are trying to achieve. Let's say, for example, I hear someone was making rose oil. And let's mm-hmm. say this person wanted to turn this into a business, because I think it is such a fabulous idea. And I thought, that's a great thing to share with the world. And so let's say that was, who was it? So I can actually say the name. Was it Jackie?
It was Maria.
Maria. Let's say Maria wanted to make a business. She wanted to create a rose oil business. And let's say that Maria wanted to, the most money that Maria has made is like $40,000. And let's say that Maria said, oh, I can start this business and I want to make $1 million. Maria is not going, in reality, even though Maria wants to make $1 million, that's what she says consciously, but she doesn't have the inner resources to create $1 million if all that she has made in her life was like $40,000. And the reason for that is because $40,000 is a known to Maria. That's the highest she's ever made. And if she went for $1 million, that would be so highly uncomfortable that she would do within 3 days, she would do everything to sabotage herself and not allow that to happen. But $80,000 is not a big stretch. It's not an unknown for Maria, because $40,000 is just twice of is twice that amount. So Maria would start with $40,000, and her mentor bank goal would be $80,000. So that's the goal that she would give herself to, that's the goals that she would attain after she, $80,000 would literally appear in her reality if she did the mentor bank. But in order to make $80,000, Maria would have to spend four times her energy. So that would be $80 times four. So that would be about $320,000. So that would be her mental bank balance. So that means that Maria would have to spend $320,000 worth of energy to make $80,000 and however amount of time that she wishes to make it. It doesn't have to be a year. It can be a year. It can be 2 months. It all depends on how quickly she dispenses that amount of energy. That's what's so great about the mentor bank. So what happened is that Maria would look at my mentor bank ledger, that part where, do you guys see the sheet that says my mentor bank ledger?
So that's on the bottom, that's on page 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So Maria would decide activities, and I'm going to give you guys the framework, and then later on we can fill in the details. So Maria would basically create activities that steps that she needs to do to take in order to create the $320,000 worth of energy. So the thing is that every time you, let's say part of her steps would be she needed to create a website, she needed to write the content of the website, she needs to get a domain name, whatever it is, she is going to write down all of her business activities that she needs to execute. So she would create a business category. Another category that's important to her might be her health. So because health is wealth. So taking care of her health might be part of those activities that would be part of the mentor bank. So,
and that would go under the value events.
Yes,
category of
exactly.
Ledger.
Okay. Yes, and also let's say her spiritual practice, for example, meditation or what have you. Those are activities that would go under her value events, but those need to be predetermined. You need to predetermine your events, your value events, because then you might decide that going to the dry cleaner is a value event, but that doesn't take you closer to your goal. So it ought to be things that are sort of like a challenge for you. Having, for me, for example, doing yoga, having a yoga routine, an exercise routine, that's a challenge for me. So every time I do my yoga exercise, I pay myself. And the way that you determine how much you pay yourself is what your hourly wage is and the real in your current reality, the reality that you live. So let's say the most you've made, if you earn $40,000, and let's say your hourly wage is $20 an hour. So in your mental bank, in your mental bank world, your hourly wage would be four times your reality rate. So it would be $20 times four. So that would be $80. So you get doing that, it helps you to reach the $320,000 amount faster. So I'm just giving you a little bit of time to digest. And if you have a question, just let me know. Okay, so moving on. So every night, it will take you about not more than 15 minutes. So every night you do your you do your ledger. Every activity that you've done that puts you closer to your goal, you pay yourself. So you always pay yourself for doing the mental bank. So if you're making $20 an hour, you would pay yourself $80 for doing the mental bank. And so you would total everything down. So you would add your current amount of money, the current amount of money that you made for that day. You total everything, and then you add it to what you earned the previous day. So, so that would be $2,500. So let's say the previous day you made $2,500, and today you made $260. You add that together. I don't know how much it amounts to, because my math is just totally sucks. So let's say it amounts to, you know, $4,000. And then you would write on where it says my new mental bank balance, you would write, as of today, I, Maria, and your last name, have earned and deposited in my mental bank a total of $4,000. So you would write the number $4,000, and you would also write the long in longhand $4,000, like the whole thing. F-O-U-R. So $4,000, and you write, and then you sign your name. And this is a wonderful way of reaffirming what you have earned for the day. You are reaffirming and reprogramming your ability to expand your capacity to earn more. You're telling your subconscious mind, hey, I made $4,000. And the subconscious mind actually does not know the difference between reality or fantasy. Everything is real. And when you write your name, you are reinforcing your own, you are reaffirming it to yourself that this is what you are capable of doing. And we'll have to do another class about handwriting analysis because this is like, it is equally as possible. But for now, if you know this, you can go very, very far. So, and the reason that you are, doing this process, the handwriting process, is because you are sending a message directly to your brain, and you are creating a new neural pathway, and you are literally changing your own perception about self, about what's even possible for you, and you are opening your perception, you are widening your perception, and you are literally creating a connection, a stronger connection between your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. Moving on to, also, you don't forget to write the date, and then it's important to write your mental bank book, your mental bank goal every day, which is $300,000, $300,000, because the subconscious mind learns through association and through repetition. So when you write down $340,000 every night, you are diminishing resistance, you are diminishing homeostasis. Okay? And the way I do it, go ahead.
Continue, please.
Okay. So the way I do it, I always start with the ledger, but you can do it however you want. I always start with the mental, the ledger, and then afterward I move to the other page that says my mental bank happenings. And this is when I sit down and I think about everything that's wonderful, that I'm grateful for, that has happened today. And I would write, I am grateful for, even if I had the most unpleasant day, I would think of something great that happened that day. It could have been something as simple as someone opening the door for me, or someone smiling at me, or the fact that I even have a home to stay, you know, or the fact that I paid my rent. Can be anything, mm-hmm. anything like that. And when you put what you're doing is that you're creating a state of gratitude, you start creating a state of joy. And as we know, being in a state of joy, then that's where we open up, you know, the portal or the gateway for magic to happen for us. And not to forget that we are enhancing like these hormones to literally flood pleasure in us and joy. So that's one reason that we do this gratitude exercise. And the last phase is my mental bank affirmation. And they're not, it's not just like, it's not like your affirmation of that we would see in the New Age, but these are like hypnotic suggestions that we are giving to yourself. So I would suggest that you write hypnotic suggestions that are tied to your goals. So if your goals is like health related, then it would say, you know, I am creating the space for health to happen in me, or I am creating the energy to develop them, to implement habits that will support me and enhancing my health. So we always write these and the present. And then we should always use the word now, because if we say next year, then, you know, first of all, everything in the subconscious happens in the now. It doesn't understand like the future or the past or anything like that. Everything is happening now. But when you write the word now, you are literally giving your subconscious mind the command to start the processes, to continue the processes. And I really encourage you to write the same affirmation, the same hypnotic suggestion for 21 days, 21 to 30 days. You will definitely know when to stop. I have been writing the same hypnotic suggestion for 60 days. And then one night I was just like tired. I'm like, I want something new now. I want something different. And I went back to my ledger and I noticed, oh, I've been writing the same thing for 60 days. And it simply means that everything that I have been writing has taken hold now. It's been embedded in me, and I can see the manifestation of that in my outer world, in my everyday reality. So yes, so every you should write the same affirmation, hypnotic suggestion for 21 days, between 21 days and 30 days. And I'm gonna jump back to the mentor bank ledger, and this is really important. So, and whenever it sounds very counterintuitive, but when, as you're doing your mentor bank ledger and you are totaling your amount every night, if for some reason money comes to you, let's say your monthly income or someone gives you money, you're going to deduct that amount of money from your new mentor bank balance. So let's say today, after I totaled all of my activities and I made $400 based on all the steps that I have taken to bring so I can come closer to my goals. So let's say that is $400. And also let's say that the previous day I had my mentor bank balance was $2,000. So I bring everything together. So I have $2,000 and $400. So my new mentor bank balance is $2,400. And let us say that someone gave me $400, or I earned $400 from a client that I saw today. So I would deduct $400 from the $2,000 that I earned, that I had before. So my new mentor bank balance going forward to the next day would be $1,600. And immediately, I know you guys are probably saying, oh, no, what is this? I don't want to let any money out. The whole thing about the mental bank is not about accumulation of money. It's about becoming comfortable with money, and it's about reprogramming ourselves on how we view money, because and money is such a program in our being. It's very, the idea of letting money out in our thinking is seen as a loss. Every time we have to pay a bill, we go, I actually pay myself for paying my bills, because it gives me the impression that I am losing money. But that is not the case. When we open ourselves and we allow money to flow, we are also opening ourselves for money to come in. So it's reinforcing this circular idea that money is a circular flow, which is not very capitalistic at all. Because in the program that we carry, that we have received, is very capitalistic. It's about accumulation. But wealth, true wealth, comes from money circulating, the flow of money.
The flow of energy,
yes.
And it's about like getting over your fear of like transcending ideas of scarcity, and that,
yes,
like energy is like this fountain that we can tap into, and it's constantly, yeah, some of it goes back out into the world, but there's always more to come back in, and we don't have to feel, you know, afraid of spending
losing.
Yeah.
or living in a space of scarcity,
right? The lack mentality. So
right, and I'm sure you guys are really excited about doing this, but there's one caveat, is that you're meant to bank, you must do it before you go to bed. So let's say you know that in 20 minutes that you are going to go to bed, or you're going to go to bed soon, then you have to do the mental bank. And I promise you that you will try to resist and not do it. And that's homeostasis fighting you. And that's your need to stay the same fighting you, saying, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. All of your old habits about procrastination, everything will rush in front of you. But you have to be calm and say, this is homeostasis. I'm going to overcome this. And if you had not done anything for the day towards your goal, you need to pay yourself for doing the mental bank at least. And if you did not do your mental bank, in one night, and you did a bunch of activities, then you don't go, you don't get the opportunity the next night to add what you didn't do. So if you didn't record your activities and you didn't earn any money for your activities, then too bad, you don't get to add it the next night. Yeah. And I'm sorry, was there a question?
I said it just keeps you accountable.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so if when you start with, before you start with your mental bank, there's a contract that you should write to yourself. It's it's the very, very first stage, and it's pretty self-explanatory. And with this, the explanation for the mental bank leisure is over, and I am happy to answer any questions that you may have.
So on the My Mental Bank contract, is that just a repeat of the first of My New Mental Bank contract where you fill in the blanks? Is that just a reinforcing of it?
No, so you do that. You do this like one night. So you, the only once. So you would say, this is a contract that you do with yourself, declaring that you are going to do the mental bank in order to change your current programming.
And then the next, but the after you've filled in that part, there's another page that says My New Mental Bank Contract. Under, do you see it?
Yeah, so you would, no. So before you do everything that I just went over, your very first step, and the only time you would do this is that you would write this contract to yourself. So you would say, I, Mary Bett, agree on this February the 13th to rewrite my mental bank contract, and you would state your mental bank goal, blah, 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 blah. And then that's over. And the great thing is to see 3 months later or a year later to see, oh, did I actually fulfill this contract?
Mm-hmm.
Maria? Can I ask a question? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Oh, it's Winnie. I'm sorry.
Oh, Winnie. I'm sorry. Okay. Now, when you reach the goal, do you write a new contract?
Yes. So when you reach the, let's say, Maria, you reach your $80,000, then you would start at $80,000. So it would be, your new goal would be $160,000. And then your mental bank goal would be four times 160,000.
Okay. So now when you add the daily value, you deduct the actual income and payments?
No, only when you receive money.
Okay.
So only
like
when money
comes in, but not your payments.
Right, you would, no. So you would, So if 200, in this mental bank, so let's say you've earned like $2,000 and then someone gave you $400 in reality, then you would deduct $400,000 from your mental bank ledger, so from the $2,000.
Okay, so if I made If I made $400 and say I made a rent payment, I don't subtract the rent payment also.
No, you don't.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but you would pay yourself for paying the rent if it made you awfully bad. And if you have a tendency of paying the rent late and then it causes you to accumulate a late fee. So that's definitely a habit that you would want to change.
Okay.
I wanted you to clarify hourly rate and flat rate.
Oh, thank you, Mary. So hourly rate is, for example, Maria, if you were launching your rose oil business and you spend 3 hours writing your content, right? So your mental bank hourly wage is $80. So you would take that 3 hours and multiply it by 80. So that would give you $210. But for example, if you pay your rent and that made you awfully bad, So you would give yourself a flat rate of $80.
Because it wouldn't take you that long to pay the rent.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Just like the mental bank, you give yourself a flat rate for doing the mental bank because it's not supposed to take you a lot of time. It's not designed for you to take so long to do it.
Excellent. Does anybody have any other questions?
Now, I have one more. Can I I'm a computer person. Can I like go on Excel and make my own Excel spreadsheets and do this?
Oh, totally.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not. You must handwrite it. Well, I mean, you can create this on your Excel sheet, but you should not. It's not about. It's not about recording all of your activities. It's about also repatterning your thinking, your habits, and writing it there's a power to it.
So it needs to, so she could create the actual spreadsheet, but she needs to handwrite the in
yes.
the Okay.
Yeah. Or
I was going to say, just create the spreadsheet, then print it off, and then write on the
yes,
printed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. Or you can buy a journal and just follow the, the structure of it.
Yeah. I thought about
it
too.
Save
my printer ink.
Yeah, it has to be something that attracts you and that's fun for you. It's not meant to punish you. This is a game.
Yeah,
this is a game, and the way I approach it is I'm a little witch, and I'm creating I'm creating reality. I remember as a child how I used to go to a garden and pick up a bunch of leaves and put it in a pot, and I'm like, oh, I'm brewing things, and I'm gonna give it to my dolls so they can talk to me. I'm just living this all the time, like I'm brewing something.
Well, I've done exercises like this before, and they work really well. And sometimes there's a delayed effect, but they work eventually. And the more joy you can generate and gratitude, that seems to even have like a bigger magnification effect. So, yeah.
Yes, and I can't stress enough the communication line that you are creating between your subconscious and your conscious mind. And just this morning, like the dream that I had, I feel that this is a result of doing this. Know my unconscious mind saying, hey, here's a question you should ask yourself, and I have an answer for you. Look around.
Yeah. I think that part of our brain likes structure and safety and to know what's going on. And maybe that's why it responds so well.
Mm-hmm.
It likes the communication and the... Yeah, it's like a child that responds to structure and challenge and playfulness and
right. Believe it or not, your subconscious mind wants direction. It wants to know where you want to go. And at the same time, it wants to communicate with you. It wants to send you messages. So you have to be open. Your conscious mind also has to be open and has to be in the mode of receptivity. And I also feel that in doing this also allows the alchemy to work in a much more profound way. Or profound ways.
So I just want to also shout out that Winnie is a hypnotherapist and offers services. So if anybody ever wants to work and receive her coaching and her style, which I think is kind of unique, how could people do that?
I have a website. It's WinnieOceanTransforms.com. And on that website, you can also learn so much about what hypnotherapy is and how it helps you, and you begin to uncover so much more about the subconscious mind. So yeah, I think you'd learn a whole lot, and that you can start to implement yourself. But if you wish to contact me, you can contact me through my website. But as a group, go ahead.
It's Winnie Ocean Transforms.
Yeah, as in transformation, transforms.com.
Okay. Okay, I'll probably put it up on the forum where you can get the worksheet from on TSB too. Just a link to your website.
Mm-hmm. Any more questions about anything? And I think at the Super Beings, we can even start doing this ourselves. You know, how Jason talks about making the space for meta-self to inhabit us. And I thought, what if we started practicing everything that was laid out in the book. Is it called again? The book that Jason published again? The exercise, reading the wormhole documents, all these activities that are available on the Super Beings, if we were to, and I know this for a fact, if we were to implement so many of the, just a few of these exercises, and then blending it with the mental bank ledger, a lot will happen. You'll totally see meta self descending in you.
Yes, you love it. I wanted to say a quick announcement, and that is we are way pumped to be having these calls again. I just love getting to feel everybody and chat with everyone and bear with you guys. We took like a really long kind of break, and you know, maybe we won't do them every single week, but we'll try to do them all the time. And I just want to extend an invitation to any of you guys, because I don't want it to just be Jason and I presenting, because the fact is that our group in this community, a lot of you have a really good grasp of mastery, and especially of your particular craft. And not everything is translatable to a conference call, but some things definitely are. So if any of you are inspired and you want to, in the spirit of service, like host a call and introduce people to the really cool things that you're up to, that you're doing, whether it's, there's so much that you guys are into and that you're doing, but if you ever want to lead a group meditation or teach us something really cool like that, that's related to mastery or relaxation or anything that could be ultimately like nourishing to the soul and the spirit, then please get in touch with me. My number is 801-874-6243. Call me. Let's talk about it. Or you can write me at mary@thesuperbeings.net, and we can have a conversation about what that might look like. And it may be a good way for you to turn people on to what you do professionally. And it just could be a lot of fun. So I just want to throw that out there for anybody that's kind of been wanting maybe a platform to reach other people in their offerings. So I just thank everybody so much for coming out and hanging out and listening to this cool presentation. And thank you so much, Winnie, for sharing this with us. And I hope everybody has an awesome week. And
Mary. I wanted to say, if anyone needed help with crafting their suggestions, that they can contact me through my website.
Cool.
Do you know
the
first way?
Sorry, there's a lag, everybody. Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying that if anyone needed help crafting their mental bank affirmation, I wanted to let you know that I'm available to take a look at it and give you some pointers.
Thank you so much, ladies. I really appreciate this. I'm looking forward to doing it.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.